Hey everyone and welcome back. We're taking another deep dive today into the world of document management, but with a specific focus on the often overlooked world of scanning.
It's funny you should say overlooked. I think scanning sometimes feels like that utility player on a baseball team, you know? They don't get the same hype as the home run hitters, but they're quietly essential to the team's success.
I like that analogy. And you're right, we often take scanning for granted until we're stuck wrestling with a finicky machine or trying to figure out how to securely send a sensitive document. But today, we're here to shed some light on how to make scanning a seamless and even enjoyable experience.
And to help us with this enlightenment, we have a true document management guru joining us, someone who's seen it all and can guide us through the ins and outs of optimizing our scan workflows.
So no more crumpled receipts or frantically searching for that one crucial invoice.
Exactly. We're talking about achieving document zen, that state of calm and organization where every scan has its place and every document is just a click away.
I am so ready for this. So where do we begin this journey to document nirvana? What's the first step in transforming our scanning processes from chaotic to controlled?
Well, I think a great place to start is with the scanning capabilities of Ricoh CloudStream. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, wait, CloudStream does scanning? And the answer is a resounding yes.
It's like that moment when you realize your smartphone can also function as a flashlight. You knew it was capable of more than you were using it for.
Precisely. CloudStream isn't just about managing documents that are already in digital format. It's also a powerful tool for bringing those paper-based documents into the digital fold.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So tell us more about these scanning superpowers. What makes CloudStream different from just using the scanning function on a typical office copier?
For starters, CloudStream doesn't limit you to just one destination for your scans. It's like having a digital sorting hat for your documents. You can send them directly to your email, a shared network folder, or even a cloud storage service like OneDrive or SharePoint.
Wait, hold on. Did you say OneDrive? As in the cloud storage service from Microsoft that many of us use to store our personal files.
That's the one. And the best part is, setting up CloudStream to scan to OneDrive is surprisingly simple. You don't need to be a tech wizard to get it up and running.
Okay, color me impressed.
Oh.
But let's back up a bit. Before we dive into the specifics of OneDrive integration, can you give us a broader overview of the different scan connectors that CloudStream supports?
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, you've got your usual suspects like email and network folders, which are great for those quick and easy scan jobs. But where CloudStream really shines is in its integration with cloud storage services. We've already touched on OneDrive, but it also plays nicely with SharePoint, which is a fantastic option for team collaboration and document sharing.
So if I'm working on a project with colleagues, I could scan a document and have it instantly accessible to the entire team within a shared SharePoint site.
You got it. And beyond the big names like OneDrive and SharePoint, CloudStream also supports a range of other connectors, including things like HPE Records Manager, which is a more specialized solution for businesses with complex document archiving needs.
Wow, that's quite a lineup. It sounds like CloudStream has a scan connector for just about every scenario imaginable.
And the beauty of it is that you're not limited to just one connector either. You can actually set up multiple connectors and even configure CloudStream to send the same scan to different destinations simultaneously.
That's amazing. No more scanning the same document three times for three different people.
Exactly. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
I am loving this.
Oh.
Okay, so we've established that CloudStream can send scans to a whole host of destinations, including popular cloud storage services like OneDrive. But I'm curious about the security aspect of all this.
That's an excellent question and a crucial one, especially when you're talking about potentially sensitive information. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure those scans are going to the right place and that no one else can intercept them along the way.
It's like that feeling when you're sending a postcard and hoping it doesn't get lost in the mail or end up in the wrong mailbox. But with potentially confidential information, the stakes are even higher.
Absolutely. And that's why CloudStream takes security very seriously. When you're setting up a scan connector, especially one that involves a third-party service like OneDrive, CloudStream uses a combination of encryption and authentication protocols to keep your data safe and sound.
Encryption and authentication. Can you unpack those terms for those of us who aren't cybersecurity experts?
Sure. In simple terms, encryption is like scrambling your data into an unreadable code. So even if someone manages to intercept it, they won't be able to make sense of it without the decryption key.
So it's like sending a secret message that only the intended recipient can decode.
Exactly. And that's where authentication comes in. Authentication is like the digital equivalent of showing your ID. It's how CloudStream verifies that you are who you say you are and that you have the right permissions to access the destination you're trying to scan to.
So it's like a two-step verification process for your scans, encrypted for privacy and authenticated for security.
Precisely. CloudStream uses a combination of cutting-edge security measures to ensure your scans are protected every step of the way.
That's incredibly reassuring to know. I'm already feeling more confident about incorporating CloudStream into my scanning workflows.
And we're just getting started.
Okay, I think we're ready to roll up our sleeves and get a little more technical. Right. Let's talk about how to actually set up these secure scan workflows, specifically focusing on OneDrive integration, since we know that's a popular request.
You bet. And you know what? It's not nearly as intimidating as some people might think. Once you get the hang of it, it's actually quite intuitive. So let's say you're sitting at your MFD, you've got a stack of documents ready to go, and you want to send them directly to your OneDrive account. What's the first step?
Well, I'm guessing I probably don't just hit the big blue button that says scan to OneDrive,
yeah.
Right?
Huh. I wish it were that simple. While some MFDs might have some basic cloud integration features to really unlock the full power and flexibility of CloudStream, you'll want to access the CloudStream web UI. It's like the command center for all things CloudStream.
Command center, love it. And how do I get there?
You can usually access it through a web browser on your computer or mobile device. Just type in the IP address or host name of your CloudStream server, and voila, you're in.
Okay, so I'm in the CloudStream web UI. What am I looking for now?
You'll want to find the section labeled Scan Connectors. Think of this as the directory for all the different destinations CloudStream can connect to. You'll see everything from email and network folders to those cloud-based options like OneDrive and SharePoint that we've been talking about.
Dab it. Scan Connectors. And I see OneDrive listed there. What do I do? Just click on it.
Exactly. Clicking on the OneDrive connector will launch the configuration process. Now, this is where CloudStream gets really smart. It uses something called OAuth2 for authentication.
OAuth2. That sounds familiar, but I can't quite place it.
You've probably encountered it before without even realizing it. It's actually used by a lot of websites and apps these days. Basically, OAuth2 allows you to grant CloudStream permission to access your OneDrive account without having to share your actual username and password.
Oh, right. Like when you can log into a website using your Google or Facebook account instead of creating a whole new login.
Precisely. It's all about convenience and security. So in the case of CloudStream, you'll be redirected to a Microsoft login page where you can sign into your OneDrive account and authorize CloudStream to access your files.
Okay, so no need to dig out my super secret OneDrive password. That's a relief. So once I've given CloudStream the green light, what happens next? Am I ready to start scanning?
You're almost there. CloudStream will likely prompt you to choose a default folder within your OneDrive account where you want those scans to be saved.
Uh-huh. Like choosing a designated landing zone for all my important documents.
Exactly. That way, you don't have to manually select a folder every time you scan something. It's all about streamlining the process and making your life easier.
Love it. And I'm guessing there are probably some other customization options I can tweak, right?
You know it. CloudStream gives you a good deal of control over your scan workflows. For example, you can define file naming conventions. Let's say you want to include the date, document type, or even your initials in the file name. CloudStream lets you do all of that.
So no more generic file names like scan001 or document123. That's fantastic. Organization is key when you're dealing with a lot of digital documents.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of organization, CloudStream also lets you create subfolders within your chosen OneDrive folder. So let's say you're scanning a bunch of invoices. You could set it up to automatically create a new subfolder for each month's worth of invoices, keeping everything neatly categorized.
Okay, my inner neat freak is doing a happy dance right now. This is amazing. But I do have a question about what happens if, say, I'm in the middle of scanning a multi-page document and I realize I've selected the wrong OneDrive folder.
Oh, we've all been there. Don't worry, CloudStream has you covered. Most MFDs will have a preview screen where you can review your scans before sending them. So if you catch the mistake before hitting that final send button, you can usually cancel the scan or redirect it to the correct folder.
Phew, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Because once those scans are unleashed into the digital ether, there's no calling them back.
Exactly. So always double check those settings before hitting send. It's like that old adage, measure twice, cut once. But for the digital age.
Words to live by. This has been incredibly helpful. I'm already feeling more confident about integrating OneDrive into my scanning workflows. But before we move on, I do want to circle back to the topic of troubleshooting.
Oh, yes, of course. Because let's be real, even with the most user-friendly technology, things can sometimes go awry. And when it comes to technology, there's nothing more frustrating than a cryptic error message that leaves you scratching your head.
You're telling me. It's like the digital equivalent of a shrug and a who knows.
Exactly. So let's demystify some of those error messages and equip you with the knowledge to troubleshoot common OneDrive integration issues.
All right, let's jump back into it.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to dig into some real-world examples of how CloudStream can help us troubleshoot common scanning headaches. Because I think we can all agree, there's nothing more frustrating than feeling like you're at war with your own technology.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the most common pain points I hear about is the dreaded document misfire. That moment of panic when you realize you've accidentally sent a confidential scan to the wrong destination. It's like that sinking feeling when you realize you've just hit reply all to an email that was meant for just one person.
Oh, the dreaded reply all. Been there, done that. Definitely felt the digital shame spiral.
Yeah.
But with CloudStream, we can actually prevent those misfires from happening in the first place, right?
That's the goal. And one of the ways we can do that is by leveraging CloudStream's intelligent routing capabilities. Remember how we talked about setting up those scan workflows, where you can define rules and conditions for where each scan should go? Well, those rules can be incredibly specific, which helps to minimize the risk of human error.
Okay, so it's like setting up guardrails for our scans, making sure they stay on track and reach their intended destination.
Exactly. So, for example, you could create a rule that says any scan containing the keyword confidential must be sent to a specific secure folder, regardless of who initiated the scan or what other settings they might have chosen.
So even if I'm having a momentary brain lapse and accidentally try to send a confidential document to my personal email, CloudStream will step in and say, "Hold on a minute, that's not right."
You got it. It's like having a digital safety net that catches those mistakes before they turn into major headaches.
I love that. It's
Yeah.
like CloudStream is saying, I got you. No matter how many reply all mishaps you might have in your email inbox, I'm here to make sure your scans always end up in the right place.
Exactly. Now, another common scanning frustration I hear about is dealing with those massive multi-page documents. You know, the ones that seem to take forever to scan and always leave you wondering if the scanner is going to jam on page 37.
Oh, yes. Those reports that seem to go on forever. It's like they were designed to test the limits of both our patients and our office equipment.
And then there's the added challenge of making sure those multi-page scans are properly collated and organized on the receiving end. Because there's nothing more fun than trying to reassemble a 50-page document that's been scanned out of order.
Oh, the joys of manual collation. It's like a puzzle that no one wants to solve.
Oh.
But fear not, because I have a feeling CloudStream has a solution up its sleeve.
You know it. And it's called blank page detection. Essentially, CloudStream can automatically detect when a blank page occurs within a multi-page scan, and it can use that information to either pause the scan so you can insert a new document, or to automatically create separate files for each document within the scan job.
Okay, that's huge. So no more manually separating those scan documents or trying to figure out where one report ends and the next one begins.
You got it. It's all about simplifying those tedious tasks and letting CloudStream do the heavy lifting.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like we've just scratched the surface of what CloudStream can do, but in the best way possible. It's clear that this is a tool designed by people who truly understand the challenges of document management and have thought of everything.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things I appreciate most about CloudStream is that it's constantly evolving. The Ricoh team is always looking for ways to improve the user experience and add new features based on customer feedback. So it's one of those solutions that just keeps getting better over time.
That's fantastic. So, for our listeners who are ready to take their scanning game to the next level, where can they go to learn more about CloudStream and explore all the amazing features we've talked about today?
The best place to start is the Ricoh website. They've got a ton of great resources there, including product demos, case studies, and even a free trial so you can test drive CloudStream for yourself.
Perfect. And we'll be sure to include links to all of those resources in the show notes for this episode. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into the world of CloudStream scanning. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure. It's been a great conversation.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to transform your own scanning workflows. Until next time, happy scanning.